Now, if you wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you'd get a little square cloth, say, to use as a what?
For a dress.
Well, do you ever get anything through the mail? You might get a free what?
A sample.
Right. If you wanted somebody to try out things.
Yeah.
But, what would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
The way I'm now, I'm wearing mine.
You do?
I sure do.
Now, this is a what? You call that a...
I call it an apron. What you call it?
Okay. But you would hold a baby's diaper up with a what?
Hold what I hold up
safety.
With? Safety pin, what I pin them up with.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Long time ago, now, what would people wear that you remember?
They wore long dresses,
yeah,
like they ought to wear now. They wore clothes. They don't wear clothes now. They wear waists for dresses.
Yeah. And men? What would a man wear most of the time? What would he wear if his old suit were out? He'd go out and buy him a...
My pa had one suit of clothes, and he had these here overhaul breeches. That's what he liked.
Uh-huh.
That's what he wore. He had an overhaul he wore then.
Yeah.
Jumper like that.
Well, a three-piece suit. Do they used to have three-piece?
Yes, a vest and a coat and pants. That's what he had. They're going back to making them now.
Yeah.
I see them in the store.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, that coat won't fit me this year, but last year it...
No, they had to fit them then. When I come on, they had to fit them all that year and the next year too, till it wore out. They didn't wear them only for Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
And a suit of clothes lasts for a long time.
If your old suit wore out, say a man might go out and buy him a...
He might, if he had some. Buy him one.
Buy him a new...
Yeah, if he had some.
New suit?
If he had some, he'd buy it.
Uh-huh. When you stuck a lot of things in your pockets, it made them what?
Stick out.
Bulge out?
Yes. Well, what made them do that?
I don't know, like when you put pecans or something like that in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, we'll call. They used to get them pecans, that man we wanted to give them, and they'd be sticking out their pocket. I tell that man, I touch them folks. I look at them, I say, honey, you better get in that bus and sit down. So that man, I see all that mess.
Yeah.
And some of them wear breeches, you know, and tie them up. Tie the breeches and be all guys that listen. Oh, when them folks got find out them things on you. You know she wasn't made that way. And I'd be scared to do that. And you sure used to do.
Yeah. Cotton, when you washed it in hot water, always, what?
Pure cotton or cotton clothes?
Cotton clothes.
They didn't do nothing. It had to be wool, they'll draw up. If you wash them, that you have this year. Stuff you put in the water.
Yeah.
I didn't wool clothes because I,
right.
Yes, I have drawn up a many things because I didn't know. And I put them out there and took them, wash them, and they draw up where you couldn't get them. Well, I didn't know. Then my niece told me to get me some of them. She told me what it was, but I don't forgot it. But she said, wash your clothes with that.
Will I?
That's it. So I guess that. And I don't put them in the tube. I wash them with my hands. And she said, when I rinse them, don't wring them. She said, just hang them up and let them drip. And I found out that is the way. They don't draw them.
Now, when a woman wanted to go someplace special and she wanted to look good, she'd spend a lot of time...
Mm-hmm, fixing up herself. I know I would.
Yeah.